the impact of COVID-19 and ways to revamp strategies for sustainable economic transformation are the top priorities of envoys of African Union and European Union countries. Dr. Monique Nsanzabaganwa, the Vice Chairperson of African Union, told the meeting she's optimistic about shaping action because all counterparts are present.
The fact that we are able to gather physically for this meeting is a testament to our common resolve and determination to bring an end to this enemy that has ravaged every aspect of our lives and reversed some of the progress we have made as humankind. Since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic, the world as we know it has changed rapidly, with far-reaching consequences we are still trying to ascertain.
60 foreign affairs ministers are among 500 participants at the second African Union-European Union ministerial meeting. Generally, the agenda is to chart a way forward to building development and resilience. Rita Lajarinha is the managing director of the European External Action Services.
The draft joint communique addresses our common priorities, ranging from the COVID-19 response and recovery, investment in the digital and green transitions, as well as global peace, security and governance, and migration and mobility.
The permanent secretary of the Rwandan Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Clementine Mukeka, reiterated the importance of bolstering the AU-EU partnership.
I think this meeting is an occasion to renew our commitment to strengthen existing cooperation as well as to explore new areas of cooperation. And it also gives us an opportunity to reflect on the AU-EU relationship to date, to recognize what has worked and also what has not worked in the past, and also suggest areas of improvement.
The first AU-EU ministerial meeting took place in 2019 in Brussels. Eugene Uimana for VOA News, Kigali, Rwanda.